Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Rayjohn Johnson, and her phone number is 323-552-1000.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Yeah, so I can transfer her right now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Emmanuel here. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm here to help out as best as I can. Just to confirm, you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes. No, I haven't done anything.
Okay. Now, was it yourself that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years, or was that a family member?
No, it was me.
And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Oh, which one? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian? Very sorry to learn that. What date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in February 18th.
Of what year?
2024.
Oh, of this year, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at what hospital or medical facility were you diagnosed at?
UCLA Medical.
Okay. In which city?
Torrance, California.
The one in Torrance? Okay, I see it here. The Harbor one. UCLA Medical Center. That's a nice one. So you're in LA? That's cool. We're we're in California as well, but we're in Orange County. So we're like 45 minutes to an hour depending on traffic. We're the county down. And what was your doctor's name?
Dr. Eugene.
Dr. Eugene.
It's E-I-J-E-A-N.
E-I-J-E-A-N. E-A-N, okay. Let me see. Okay, Eugene Wu?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And let me put the number here. Okay, let me go to the next section here. And then just to confirm, you used the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes, I was using L'Oreal and Dark and Lovely 8 times a year.
8 times a year, okay.
8 times.
Got it, 8 times a year. And then you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of California, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry if it sounds silly to ask just some of the questions. You'll kind of give me the answer, but I, for compliance purposes, kind of got to re-ask them and all that. But just to confirm, you weren't diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Is that right?
No.
And do you know anybody else that did hair relaxer that ended up getting sick like you, or not really?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And then roughly around what year did you start using it?
2017.
Okay. Up until you
January
got
of
24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then We used it roughly around 7 years, so let me click that button. And now, were you mostly using it at home or at a salon?
I was using it at home.
Okay. And just to confirm, I know you used it for 7 years, but again, just some questions I gotta re-ask for compliance purposes. Just to confirm, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, right?
The phone kind of got low.
Your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, correct?
Yes, in February.
And then what?
I got diagnosed in February.
What kind of treatments were you given? Like chemotherapy or?
I was doing chemotherapy. I did 6 cycles.
Okay. When did the first cycle start? Do you recall?
February.
Okay. I'm going to put February 15th of 24, if that's okay, as a placeholder date.
Okay.
And will you spell out your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's Rejon, R-E-I-J-O-N, last name Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N.
Thank you. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And Dr. Eugene Wu was also the one that treated you. Is that right?
She diagnosed and treated you.
Let me plug that in to this section. Bear with me. I just have to put everything in this other section as well. So I'm just going to put that there. And then what is going to be the best email address for you?
My name is my email address is my name. I'm sorry, it's Rejon Johnston, Reijon Johnston, Johnston, 97@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And then give me your cell phone number.
It's 323-552-1000. And do you need the doctor's number?
I have it, thank you. What is your current mailing address?
It's 6926 South Hoover Street, Los Angeles, California, 944.
Is there a unit or apartment number or no?
No, it's the 6926 is my address.
Okay. Let me put that in California. Okay. And we're just about done here. 2 more sections. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that you can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put one or not really?
No, I don't have anybody to really put.
Okay, not a problem. And then the last portion is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
9/22/94.
And then the social?
It's 614-76-4992.
Okay, and then I'm going to click submit here. My system is going to spin for a little bit, double check, make sure I didn't miss any of the fields. And then it's going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what is on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next.
Okay.
But bear with me, it's still spinning on me here. I think that buzzed to you.
Yes, I'm opening it up now. Okay.
Let me check to see that that was completed. Yep, you're all set for now. So in about a week's time or so, the firm is going to call you directly to introduce themselves and then to confirm you in their system. They want to double check, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything that we sent over. So their call will be shorter, but more important than ours, just because they won't plug you in their system until they reconfirm the details with you. But other than that, you're all set for now. Other than that, I know the holidays are coming up, so Merry Christmas to you and yours, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.